continuing our discussions with Ian about the proposed changes to the rental laws. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Really good. We're talking last time about proposed rental reforms. Can you just give us a quick recap on that, please?
Yeah, quick recap. Greg, the Queensland Government have developed a consultation regulatory impact statement to identify policy options that they think the tenancy laws in Queensland need changing. They're looking for feedback from the community. The five major points that they're focusing on are minimum housing standards, renting with pets, minor modifications in the property by tenants, domestic and family violence issues, and ending a tenancy fairly.
Right, it sounds like a whole lot of hard work for landlords, but how's this going to affect tenants?
Greg, it's going to affect tenants in all sorts of different ways, and while some may think, hey, isn't this great, we can do what we like, let me underpin the answer by just giving you a couple of small facts. In Queensland, 98% of residential properties for tenancy are operated by private landlords. That's 98%. If only 5% of those residential landlords exited the market, as some of them are talking about doing, that would be 38,000 dwellings removed and leave 100,000 people without a roof over their heads. But in reality, what will happen is this. We have a constant rising population in Queensland and have seen that for many, many years. Put that in hand with the very, very low record vacancy rates that we've got around the state, as low as 0.8 of a percent in some areas, in rural areas. Here in Moreton Bay, for example, we're as low as 1.2. You've got rising populations, lower vacancy rates. Therefore, rents will rise because properties will be harder to find. The other thing we found too is, and we're already hearing from landlords, is that it's going to be harder for tenants to be selected because people are going to be more and more nervous about what they're going to do.
Ian, what are the government's recommended options at this stage?
Yes, Greg, in their statements they've put out the five major points and then they've provided options required, some six options, sometimes five options. There's a variety of them. We don't have time to go into them all, but in the survey itself, if people do go to the survey and see, the options raised between leaving the status quo, that is no changes, to the government's recommended options. Let's quickly, if we can, take them one at a time. With regard to renting with pets, the government's recommended option is that information disclosure measures combined with reasonable grounds, tribunal orders and special condition legislation, that is, for a landlord to not allow a pet into the property, he'll need a tribunal order to prove that it's a reasonable ground for him not to, and also to allow owners to charge a separate rental bond. Minor modifications, there's three options considered. Again, leave things as they are. Section 1, tenants allowed to make minor modifications without consent. The recommended option, though, is to establish mechanisms to manage minor modifications with appropriate safeguards for property owners to protect their investment. And at the same time, tenants can't do things to directly affect the integrity of the property. Domestic and family violence, basically what they're saying is they'd like to see it that if there is family violence, a co-tenant can vacate pretty well straight away without having to go through the notice periods or anything else. There are discussions about what happens with the bond, but that's for another day. Ending tenancies fairly. This is the one that mostly concerns landlords particularly. They're talking about ways of enhanced education and awareness programs to improve ending a tenancy, the ability for all parties to end tenancies without grounds. They want to remove that. They now want to require property owners and managers to only end tenancy agreements for approved reasons. That is, they're going to regulate when and how we can actually vacate a tenancy. And the last one, minimum housing standards. Well, we all understand minimum housing standards, but their recommended option, they want to provide standards for safety, security and functionality combined with enhanced repair and maintenance provisions. Now, that could be a good thing because there is some landlords out there that don't want to do their maintenance, but what the government's trying to do is legislate to force people to do things that may or may not be necessary today.
Ian, would you expand a bit more on that last one about vacating a premises, please?
Yeah, the ending tenancies fairly, Greg, is one that probably most affects landlords and tenants. The government's option is to require property owners and managers to only end tenancy agreements for approved reasons, and they will also introduce additional grounds. What this means is that they're going to tell us how, when and why we can vacate a tenancy. What that means to tenants is that landlords will be much more strict. We've even had one this week that said, look, they may be decent people, they've got no rental history, I'm not sure I'll be able to get rid of them if something happens during the tenancy. The answer is no to the application. So it affects both parties if we can't simply take back the property that we own. So look, for your listeners that are interested, that want to get involved, there is a survey. If you Google Queensland rental reforms, you'll find the survey from the government. All the information's there. please read through it carefully and provide impact to the survey. If it concerns you or if you're in agreement, the government wants to hear from us now by the 28th of December. They can also go to the Real Estate Institute of Queensland Facebook page. There's links there too to other articles and other news that the RIQ is bringing out daily, reports and various things that are very important to the rental community in Queensland. And this is our opportunity to tell the government how we want it, when we want it. It's our property. It's not theirs. We'd like a fair run as much as everybody else.
Ian, thank you for your time today.
Greg, thank you.
This is the Business and Real Estate Show with Greg on 101.5 FM.